We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their ass in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a right.
The Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
To the Stu Peters Network. Make sure that you get over to our Rumble channel, this button right here, the Stu Crew button. That's how you can support us, our continuing effort to put out truth. It'll take you to a support page where you can subscribe monthly for just $9 a month, 900 pennies a month. Or annually, we'll give you 2 months free for just $90. You are the most important part of this army. This is what helps to keep us independent. So it's no secret to members of this audience, of course, that the United States government, and of course governments like it all over the world, which we're told are elected by the people and represent the purest form of democracy ever imagined, are actually under the control of a central banking corporate war criminal cartel that wants nothing more than to be the jackboot stomping on the human face. Your face. Forever. Now, of course, we could trace this anti-human takeover back to a number of flashpoints in history. But it really took off running when the central banking cartel took over the United States of America, installing the Federal Reserve before sparking two world wars in Europe to create a power vacuum that allowed them to come in and take control of just about everything. And after they gobbled up more and more power over the course of a decade, in 2020, they struck, and they struck hard, unleashing a bioweapon on the world that has killed millions of people, has left millions more living their lives as ticking time bombs, waiting for their hearts to explode suddenly thanks to the genocide clot shot. And ever since then, of course, the world has been in complete chaos. We've seen carnage in the streets, mass civil unrest, a rigged election that coincided not just with the bioweapon and the lockdowns, but with a color revolution that took place on American soil. Our southern border, it's wide open. It's virtually non-existent. Illegal invaders and terrorists and foreign agents are pouring over that border every single day. And now on multiple fronts, we stand at the brink of World War III as the Forever War Lobby, which is as much a central piece of the political banking machine dominating the world, is galloping us toward war in Ukraine as the U.S. government pushes its Ukrainian proxy soldiers into territory and stands ready to stand in its own men at the drop of a hat. But again, this is happening on multiple fronts. Every few weeks, we hear a new story about how China is on the cusp of invading Taiwan and how, once again, Americans will be called upon to die for a foreign nation. And every single day, we hear about Israel. Every single day, we hear about Israel. We hear about their war in Gaza, where the United States has sent billions of dollars worth of cash and munitions to lay waste to entire families. We hear about the distinct possibility that Israel and Iran will snap into an all-out war overnight and that the United States will undoubtedly get involved. We already are. American forces are already shooting down Iranian missiles bound for Israel because the Iron Dome is a complete failure. So Americans are now patrolling the skies on behalf of a foreign government without the approval of the American people. All of these wars, which America is the driving force of, are happening without the consent of Americans. The same Americans who, in all likelihood, will someday soon be sent to these places to die. We're standing on the edge of a cliff. And at the bottom of that cliff is the collapse of our civilization and the genocidal extinction of mankind. But not without a whole lot of suffering on the way down. So it's time for people to start standing up, because if we don't, it's going to be too late. We're running out of time. And that's exactly what 100,000 people are expected to do in Washington, D.C. on September 29th. They're going to do it again. They're going to stand up for themselves and for their families and for their country and for humanity itself. It's a rally to rescue the Republic. And this rally, which is being organized by the very same people who started up Stop the Mandates movement and the Rage Against the War Machine rally, stands behind a list of 9 demands for the U.S. government. And they say that they're non-negotiable. Let's run through these demands. Number 1, war is always the last resort. Number 2, sanctify and codify informed consent. Number 3, banish state information control, censorship, and propaganda. Number 4, enact a rational border policy. Number 5, end lawfare and abuse of the judicial system. Number 6, secure monetary freedom. Number 7, restore family sovereignty. Number 8, return to truth-seeking and open dialogue. That all sounds pretty reasonable, at least to me. It actually sounds like something that a supermajority of Americans would agree with, which is exactly why our anti-American government is so opposed to it. For more on the rally to rescue the Republic, which you should be involved, we're going to tell you how to do that. We're now joined by Steve Slepsevic. Sorry, excuse me for stomping all over your last name there, Steve. Thank you very much for joining us. These lists, these demands, these 8 bullet points, they sound pretty reasonable to a guy like me.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're at a time. We're at a time where it's become so divided. It's good versus evil. It's white light versus dark, right? The entire movement of what we're dealing with right now is creating a unity rally, right? People coming together for the common interest of what our American values are. You know, what's happened? I mean, if you look at how the censorship machine is working with the arrest of the Telegram, you know, the CEO, Rumble, you know, flying out of Europe, just the CEO going, hey, this is all the free speech platforms are being threatened. You know, with Elon Musk X, them attacking shows like you and all the other shows that are out there that are actually sharing the truth and getting this information to the public. So, yeah, I mean, and again, the way that I look at it is people start to, you know, it's either faith over fear, right? If you are a first responder, both law enforcement and firefighters, there's a massive movement to be in D.C. on September 29th. There's convoys coming from the American convoys, the Canadian convoys that are going to be ascending on DC September 29th. And the people, what people have to understand is when I started hearing chatter like, oh my God, it's a month before the election and, you know, I'm afraid of being in DC. Well, then they basically, you've given up your rights. You might as well just sit on the couch as the world around you burns down.
Well, I mean, a lot of these people do have a point. Look at what they did to the January Sixers, you know, are you concerned about federal infiltration?
You know, I'm not concerned about it. I'm not concerned about it at all. You know, the level of security that's going to be at that location at that time, the monitoring of the dark web and also all the chatter that's going on, how these movements are being done is completely on a different level now, not only from what we learned, but what we anticipate that's going to come our way. I don't have a concern of it. And again, I was at January 5th and 6th, and I saw what happened and how beautifully it was orchestrated, right? We didn't go into the Capitol. It was me. I was with 33 paramedics out there. We had board up and security teams out there doing work in the city. But, you know, it was a beautiful, peaceful rally the day before. It was a beautiful, peaceful rally the following day. And what people don't understand is that when I saw Trump speaking on the stage, he was still speaking on the stage when we left early towards the Capitol and posted up just outside of it. And when media was coming by and they're carrying gas masks with them, we were joking like, what do they know that we don't know? This isn't a BLM Antifa rally. This is a peaceful march. I mean, you saw the grandmas, you saw the children, You saw every nation, China for Trump. You saw the gay pride LGBTQ community there for Trump. You'd see the blacks for Trump, the bikers for Trump. You saw every Christian secular group color there at that event. None of that was shown. But I learned about the propaganda machine during the 90s when Bill Clinton led NATO to bomb Serbia. And as a young man, I remember my cousin calling me, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's got two daughters. They're 7 and 9 at the time. And he asked me in Serbian, like, hey, brate, why are you guys bombing us, right? And I'm like, what do you mean why we're bombing it? And I remember watching CNN and my self-righteous, excuse me if you can believe that, but my position was because Milosevic is out there, they're in this hardened area, there's tanks, there's razor wires. It's the building that's on Main Street near the water. It's a radio tower, whatever else. And he goes, that building? I said, yeah, the one that we went to a couple years ago, where we went to that party, after party. He goes, yeah, that building's still vacant. There's no razor wire there. He goes, luckily, the day before they had a party there. They ran generators on it. It's an empty building. There's nothing there. Good thing you didn't bomb it the day before. And so for me, I'm like, wait a minute. And he's sending me pictures, and I'm sending him stuff that I saw from CNN. And at that point, I'm like, oh, my God. So you're bombing a Christian nation on behalf of Albanian separatists that you hired to come into Kosovo, Serbian land, and start this war, all for one simple fact: to set up the largest military, U.S. military base in Kosovo that's there to this day, surrounded by K4 NATO forces. So it's amazing how the American people keep getting lied to about what the real reason is behind a war. They install it, they start it, and we are brainwashed to believe and support something that's completely false.
We're to believe that World War II was started as a result of the Holocaust. That's fake. That's a lie. Weapons of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein, ties to Al-Qaeda, all fake. He kicked the central bankers out of his country. So did Muammar Gaddafi. So did Hitler. So did Vladimir Putin, the world's boogeyman. This is why they want regime changes. This is why we spend 20 years going and bombing people for absolutely no reason whatsoever. We're supposed to support our greatest ally, stand behind them right now, not question them, let alone criticize them for indiscriminately flattening apartment complexes that are occupied by women and children in the name of defeating Hamas, you know, and then in the name of course, spreading democracy, which turns out to be some pretty deadly and dangerous shit, this democracy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the fortunate part that I have is in my line of work, I have the opportunity to be at ground zero when these things pop off. With Ukraine, the day after that thing went off, we pushed in two independent journalists with our security and my drone team and an extraction team to pull people out of Ukraine. But in that process, getting the journalists in and pushing people out that were moving out, people that were moving in, people that were moving out. So seeing what actually transpires at the ground level, which is not shared with the American public, the media that we have here is so massive, right? So it's amazing. Like even during COVID, I mean, we were in the hospitals. We were doing a lot of assisted living facilities. And seeing what was shown on the news and actually what was in these facilities was two different things. So an early part of it, I remember people blowing my stuff up, going, hey, you're traveling, you know, you should be locked down. You're not wearing a mask. You're on a plane. You're killing us, you know. And I'm like, because there's things that I know that you don't know. There's things that I see when I'm bringing my virologist in, my environmental consultant to set up containment. And we're setting up neg air and running air scrubbers, and we're putting Benefect and Microban down, which is what you use for mold, but we're not going in with any air, but it's a deadly virus. I'm like, something doesn't add up. The protocol doesn't match what's being sold, you know? Not to mention the fact that when my son was vaccine injured, because I was part of the believer, you know, in the health process, and three kids, my son, which was my third, completely lost his speech, regressed, went into all kinds of neurological issues after his MMR. I then learned for 16 years what's in these products. And I saw that the main focus, which is strange, is when you start poisoning our children, you start poisoning our food, you're spraying stuff in the air. The entire goal is to disconnect the spirit from source. That's how I see it. And distract the people, feed them, program them, and they'll never rise up. You know, I don't know. I thank God for my upbringing because my parents came from former Yugoslavia. My mom still to this day has no TV in her house. We grew up with no TV. We were raised on holistic stuff. Even though we grew up in the hood, we had our own chickens, goats, pigs, grew everything organically. And my mom was like, when I went to school to get my, and they were sending me home from school for my vaccines. And my mom goes, Sine, I said, Mom, I need these other 8-9 shots and I can't go back to school. My mom goes to me, Sine, God make you perfect. You don't need poison in your body. You go tell the teachers that. And my mom, I can't tell them that. They're not gonna let me back in school. So I remember at that time, copying another kid's vaccine card. I'm telling you, here we are, confession time, right? But I think I had the first fake vaccine card as a 10-year-old because I didn't want to get a jab. I didn't want to get vaccines. And I, on the other hand, believed the Western side of it and vaccinated my kids and then learned the hard way. But from that, many blessings come out of it because my son, on that journey of detoxing him and removing these toxins and heavy metals that were showing up in his blood work, I'm like, how did it get there? And my wife wrote the book, Warrior Mom, A Mother's Journey in Healing Her Son from Autism, right? And now we do a yearly conference called Autism Health. It's Autism Health Summit. That's been hugely successful and just waking up parents and practitioners of how to avoid it and then how to heal those that are vaccine injured. So it's been an interesting journey.
We had Dr. Brian Artis on yesterday for a special live. La Quinta Columna coming out with new information now. A study proves that nicotine can actually reverse a lot of the damage caused by this genetically gain-of-functioned DOD operation, is what this was, along with the injection. The injection is the infection. Nicotine, according to La Quinta Columna, that study is available online. We covered it in depth yesterday. We live under a corporate banking crime syndicate called the federal government that's openly declared war on its own people. And so I'm encouraging everybody here to go to jointheresistance.org to get more information about this this rally that's coming up on the 29th. 29th of September in D.C. Jointheresistance.org. All kinds of information here.
Yeah, they're adding new speakers every week. And there's some massive headliners that are sending on D.C. That is the top of this country. And that's going to be announced probably about a week before the event, obviously for security reasons. But if there's any firefighters or first responders that are in your community, have them reach out to us because there's going to be a beautiful ceremony. The firefighters that have felt abandoned by their unions and that have gone along with the machine, but the first responders are showing up. And they're holding the line and they're coming in strong. And there's a very beautiful portion of it that is going to be with the firefighters that we're putting together. And those in law enforcement, just have them reach out to me and I'll put them in touch with Sam Eaton. He's one of our battalion chiefs, and John Knox, who's with Firefighters for Freedom. They're organizing that along with the team out of New York for Braves for Choice. It's going to be a massive rally, but it's going to be a beautiful event, a peaceful event. And it's about bringing our country back together. There'll be some amazing musicians, some comedians, but it really is about rescuing the Republic because that's where we're at right now in this country. It's a battle for humanity against the globalists, and it has not become more clear on how the divide is for the human mind, for the human spirit, for the human soul, and for the future of humanity. So that'd be awesome.
Jointheresistance.org. You can check out everything about this rally as well as the lineup, which is continuing to grow. The itinerary is available. Again, jointheresistance.org. There's part of the lineup. Dr. Brett Weinstein, Russell Brand, Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Taibbi. Oh, Dr. Robert Malone is going to be there.
Yep.
I need to get there so I could talk with him in person. Dr. Pierre Corey, Jimmy Dore. Love what the Dore brothers are doing as far as guns are concerned. We need to be going the other way with that Second Amendment. Less restrictions than more. Yeah. Steve Slepcevic, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate all of the effort that you're putting here. We're running out of time, and I think that message needs to be sent very clearly.
Yeah. And thank you for getting the information out there, you know, to your listeners. And We're part of the planning committee, part of the security and EMS committee. So it's going to be next level. We're prepared for whatever they bring. And it will be a beautiful, peaceful event, and it will be highly controlled. So people feel free to, you know, not have that fear, because honestly, we as free people must exercise our rights as freedom and show up. And that's really what it takes, is when you see hundreds of thousands of people show up, it's very hard to steal an election when you see that the masses are for this thing, for their children, for their sovereignty, for their families, for informed consent, all the eight pillars that we shared on earlier on your program. So thank you for getting the word out there, Stu. Truly an honor.
Of course. God bless you. Steve Slepsky. God bless you, too. For more on this, again, go to jointheresistance.org. Again, that's jointheresistance.org. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. If you're like many Americans taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD. So this almost never happens. If you've been with us for any amount of time at all, you know that I have shared how I depend on Field of Greens for my own health, right? So if you've waited to try it until now, now is the time, because Brickhouse Nutrition is having an end-of-summer site-wide sale. Just use my code RUMBLE. You'll save huge on everything, including my Field of Greens. Field of Greens is probably my healthiest habit. This is whole organic fruits and vegetables. It's exactly what your body needs for proper nutrition. Each organic superfruit, each vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital organs like your heart and your liver and your kidneys, your metabolism, your entire immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. That means that at your next checkup, your doctor will absolutely notice your improved health or your money back. Don't miss this massive end of summer site-wide sale. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use my promo code RUMBLE to save on everything. You got to jump on this deal before it goes away. Go to fieldofgreens.com and enter promo code RUMBLE. Again, that's fieldofgreens.com. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU.
We have a big problem, and this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go, go.
Go, go, go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
So if you want to see that film, make your way over to OccupiedFilm.com for early access. That's going to be a game changer. Now, we've been warning people for months now. Actually, going back even further than that, I think, that there would be a new wave of lockdowns on the horizon as we move through the 2024 fake election cycle. And as once again, national populism isn't just sweeping America, but it's sweeping the entire world, especially in the West. Now, to stifle the people that once more need to rise up and take back their government, those lockdowns that we predicted, they're coming to fruition. We're seeing more diseases rolled out. We're seeing mass hysteria that's leading to Massachusetts residents being locked in their homes. Right now, they say that lockdowns are voluntary. But as we all know too well, that won't last very long. Once people willingly lock their doors and shut down their lives, the government will obviously jump right in and make it mandatory. They just need a few people to buy into all of it first. Because this isn't some kind of organic disease outbreak. This is even more obvious than COVID because these diseases that we're hearing so much about are being transmitted by mosquitoes. You know, like the mosquitoes that Bill Gates has been breeding, genetically modifying, and pumping full of diseases openly and on record since at least 2008. These bugs have been released en masse multiple times over the past several years, and they've been blamed for bizarre and previously unseen disease outbreaks like Zika in Latin America, which caused babies to be born with shrunken heads, disappeared from the news cycle almost as quickly as it showed up because it was linked back to, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their genocidal research that has left a trail of bodies all over third world countries and now after years of vaccine and bioweapons all over the United States. We've been waiting for something like this to be released. And now it looks like it has, as people in Massachusetts are reportedly getting sick with something called Triple E, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. And if you were thinking that maybe, just maybe, this is happening organically, then think again. There is video footage that is coming out that shows huge quantities of mosquitoes being dropped from helicopters, being unleashed on the general public so that they can come in and start biting people and attacking them with some kind of a genetically modified bioweapon illness that's cooked up in a Gates Foundation laboratory. Look at this.
Okay, this is the craziest thing. I have never seen anything like this in my entire life, and I lived in Florida my entire life.
What? Those are all bugs.
Those are all bugs. I thought the restaurant was smoking, Those are all bugs. Can you, you can even see them flying, like, dude, you can't even tell on the video how many there are. There are millions and billions and trillions of bugs here right now. All of those lines, bugs. Oh my gosh. They're getting closer to me so you can start seeing them more. Oh, I cannot believe this. I've literally never seen anything like this in my entire life. How is this Ohio? It looks like it's pouring rain. It's literally not even raining. These are bugs. I cannot even fathom how many bugs are here. This is absolutely absurd. Absurd. Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable. And this isn't the first time that we've seen this. So it makes this even more obvious. Last year at a public gathering in Baltimore, a massive cloud of mosquitoes was released. People were reportedly getting sick afterward. And guess what? Just like in Massachusetts, the mosquitoes were dropped out of a helicopter. That's according to eyewitness reports. Video footage gathered last year before the Massachusetts situation was even thought of by your average American. I mean, take a look at this.
This shit happened out of nowhere. We just sit here and we're fighting the next to start attacking people. Look at all these people. People are leaving. Look at this shit. It's attacking all these people. Out of fucking nowhere. It just started. We were just sitting here for hours. Okay, I'm getting out of here.
If you still need any more evidence that suggests that this mosquito situation has been orchestrated by the very same people who orchestrated COVID-19, then this might help you open your eyes. We were just told this week that rat-faced genocidal maniac Anthony Fauci was hospitalized for at least 7 days after he was diagnosed with West Nile virus, a disease carried by mosquitoes, just like the ones that are being dropped out of helicopters up and down the East Coast. But what are the odds of that? Is Fauci being propped up as some kind of mosquito patient so that the situation will be filled with even more drama? Or was he visiting one of these Bill Gates mosquito breeding bioweapon factories and he got bit? And by the way, this isn't some kind of a standalone attack or even some kind of an election year attack that we can expect to just go away next year. This is part of a sustained campaign to usher in yet another public emergency, allowing the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock and all of the other war criminals to seize further control of everything. For more on this and what we can expect to see coming forward, we're joined by Mel Kay. Mel, thank you so much for being with us. We certainly appreciate it. I mean, these psychopaths, the same usual suspects, they're at it again.
Well, they're at it again because nobody's held accountable. I still haven't gotten any answers as to why Dr. Fauci was working with the Chinese Communist Party to create a bioweapon in Wuhan to begin with. I mean, that's never even been dealt with. What we have is a government, and certainly all the intel agencies and science agencies are compromised. We have a captured nation that is being run by what I call the parent company. Bill Gates, obviously one of them, Larry Fink, Eric Schmidt. These guys are all aligned with the World Economic Forum, which is totally and 100% part and parcel with the UN. And frankly, everything that they're doing right now is to go towards their agenda, which is a post-America world. They have not only run the controlled demolition of the United States, they're also running the liquidation of the United States in order to eventually destroy us from within, take our human resources, our natural resources, our labor. I mean, this is such a huge time in history. People have to fully understand a captured nation is captured by whom? A global public-private partnership. We have one of the parent companies, but there's a bigger one above them. And frankly, all they want from America, I believe, is our natural resources to catalog all of us. And their end goal is Agenda 2030. It's right on the Biden-Harris White House website from September 2023 that Biden-Harris will lead the world into Agenda 2030, which Barack Obama, without the consent of the governed, without telling anyone what it was, signed this nation up for Agenda 2030 in 2015. And the goal is to achieve it by 2030. 30. Well, a big part of that is getting rid of as many people in the population and making sure the rest of them can't fight back. How better to do it with genetically modified mosquitoes that have been released in Florida for years? And yet nobody's held accountable. And we're here again, where if these people don't get held accountable for the many crimes that they've committed, they're never going to stop. And I mean, it's just history tells you that.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Extreme Accountability. When you look, too, by the way, it says, no, a video does not show a helicopter dropping mosquitoes. A Bill Gates tied mosquito project is not responsible. But then, of course, CNBC acknowledges Bill Gates released swarming mosquitoes to make a point. Reuters says, oh, no, 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 this is an aphid, not a genetically modified mosquito. So there's, I mean, all kinds of different fact checks by the usual suspects online as well. But we can see obvious video footage that these are mosquitoes being dropped onto our country in what can only be described as an open declaration of war by this corporate, private, government crime syndicate. Yep. Against the American people.
Yeah, 100%. And what we have to understand that this group of people, they're not like any other we've dealt with in the past, because they have no allegiance or alliance to any nation, to any flag, to any religion, any race, any land. They are power for power's sake, straight out of 1984. And nobody's telling the American people the truth except for a handful of people like yourself. And the bottom line is, we are a captured country. Our government is not functioning. It is being fully controlled from above. Our government officials that we elected are now just handlers to pass these global initiatives. And they have this big summit of the future coming up at the UN, where they're apparently going to introduce a UN summit of the future, our common agenda, UN 2.0 with teeth, which is all part of the same thing that's happening. And they need the fear and the panic and the demoralization so that we, the people, do nothing. And we are doing nothing, because it is global communism from the top down by a very small group of people. And they want to catalog all of us. So this will also be part of the track and trace surveillance system. Don't think that this isn't just like the social security numbers last week. Don't tell me that's not going to be used to tell. Now we have to change that. So you all got to get on the global track and trace surveillance digital public infrastructure so we can control you for the rest of your lives. That is the end goal, is to have track and trace surveillance on everyone from birth to death by this small group of people that have no authority and are treating our governments like they're, you know, just the enablers for their agenda.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people say all the time, Mel, and I'm sure you do too, we're not falling for this again. We're not going to comply with this again. No way, never again, blah, blah, blah. I want to play this video and get your reaction on the other side.
The risk of a dangerous virus spread by mosquitoes has four towns west of Boston, Massachusetts, urging residents to stay indoors after dark until at least October. Now, according to a local report, the town of Oxford says it doesn't have the funds to spray away the potentially deadly pests. Get more now from CBS's Tiffany Chan.
Oxford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life.
We don't want to see.
So this is voluntary lockdowns at this point. I mean, these people are absolutely falling for the programming hook, line, and sinker, as a captured media is propagandizing and brainwashing and gaslighting and programming and just lying to them on behalf of the empire of lies that we all live under. So they are falling for it again.
Yeah, it's very scary. But this is the same people that at a snap of the fingers went from COVID to Ukraine to Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. I mean, we got a real problem going on here. And all these people, they don't even know that they're useful idiots of the global public private partnership that is calling themselves the Democratic Party. They're from above. All these people are aligned with the World Economic Forum, everyone involved in this, also with the CCP, also with many other things. The bottom line is, America is a captured country. And the only way that we can deal with it is to actually understand what has happened here, who's controlling it, why they're controlling it, and what their end goal is, and fight back every way we can. But this is going to start the whole thing towards a biometric data, internet of body, internet of things, surveillance system. This is the end goal. So they're going to do it any way they can. And anyone that's signing up for it is betraying not just this country, but the whole world. Because frankly, you know, Donald Trump says they're not after me, they're after you, I'm in the way. I say they're not after America, they're after the world, and America is in the way. And we better start acting like it and standing up and saying no more. There are fine things out there that can treat this stuff. But I'll tell you, people are so brainwashed. Goebbels and Hitler are looking at the current crop of technology and military-grade cognitive warfare specialists in awe of how disgusting and inhuman human they are. And the more people that die, I'm telling you, the better. And it's not just here. It's all over the world, all the way up to the Bank of International Settlements. They're paying for both sides of the controlled demolition of America and the world in order to rebuild it in their way. And the 17 sustainable development goals are sustainable for them. They want to monetize nature. They want to monetize humanity. They want to have us own nothing and be happy. And people are still looking at it thinking it's some kind of conspiracy theory. It's on their own websites.
Why don't people believe them when they straight up stand in front of you and they tell you, when Bill Gates does a TED talk and says, hey, a great way for us to reduce the population is through vaccines? What do you think he means by that? Why don't people just take him at his word and believe him?
Yeah, take them all at their words and believe them. The one that's the scariest to me is that BlackRock, Larry Fink, not only is the most powerful person, in my opinion, in America above our government, he's also on the board of the World Economic Forum, the architect of the Great Reset, the architect of the ESG score, some also on Council of Foreign Relations, but somehow the only financial firm able to function freely in communist China. And this guy runs all of our pensions and is investing in things all over the world that are all part of this post-America plan. You have to understand, these people are invested in the demise of America in order to have a global empire that they control with technocracy and technology. And we are all walking into it eyes wide open, giving our handprints, our eye prints. Like, people didn't see Minority Report. They don't know that it's real. And that is where we're going. And it's really, really very scary that people are, you know, think that this is cool because they're selling it as convenience, or, you know, they create the problem. Obviously, they come in with the solution. All of this is a huge financial money transfer on top of everything else. And frankly, Larry Fink and all his friends are fully invested in global governance and a future where America is knocked off. And there, it's trillions of dollars. If people think that they hate Donald Trump or all of us because we disagree with them, no, it's because it's going to cost the parent company a lot of money if they don't achieve their goals that are outlined in Agenda 2030. And the main goal is full control, track, trace, surveillance over all of humanity through a ledger technology blockchain they control with AI. That is real. It's in their own documents. And if people don't realize, all of these scare tactics, all these trauma exercises are just the precursor to say it's for your own good, and have a lot of stupid people say, you know what, they want the best for us. No, they want to get away with their crimes. These people have been committing crimes since 1963. The intelligence community has been a cover-up operation, and they're getting caught because of COVID and because of people like you and other people that beat the algorithms and got through, and now the whole world is awake to them, and they're terrified. And you know what? They'd rather destroy the world, America, and people, and nature and everything than ever be held accountable. We must strive for transparency and accountability, starting, frankly, with Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, going back to Event 201, and have some serious accountability. I mean, I can't even believe Zuckerberg's out there apologizing. And I'm like, no, you don't get to apologize now.
YouTube gave me my channel back, because when they kicked us off, when we released the trailer for a film called Died Suddenly, that's been seen 100 million times in all these different languages. Just releasing the trailer got us kicked off of YouTube because they knew what was coming. And now we appeal this. What? Why? Well, YouTube quietly says that the COVID disinformation and all the lies that I were telling, suddenly, oops, yep, he's vindicated. That was all true. It's no longer a strike to talk about COVID-19 being a bioweapon, not from Wuhan, China, in a level 4 bioweapons lab that they conveniently changed the name to aesthetically to the Institute of Virology so that people would buy this hook, line, and sinker. No, from right here at Fort Detrick. A DOD operation that then went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and then ostensibly to the dozens of bioweapons labs that are funded by the U.S. taxpayer, operated and overseen by the Pentagon and the CIA, that are in Ukraine. But you're not allowed to talk about Ukraine, even though Victoria Nuland from the State Department admitted in front of Marco Rubio that, yep, these dozens of bioweapons labs exist. All the bodies are buried in Ukraine.
You go back to Lugar, and Obama started the whole Ukraine bioweapons lab thing before he was even president. But the bottom line, honestly, at this point, is that the American people are the only answer here. And if they don't start getting real information and getting it out to their friends and family and sharing this kind of stuff, we're going to walk straight into something we cannot get out of. If they ever get that global public infrastructure, which is also Bill Gates and the Rockefellers, and get us on there from birth to death with surveillance under our skin, as they've threatened, there's no way out for that. This is not about Trump or Kamala or anything else. This is about every single American citizen throwing sand in the gears of this globalist plan to control everyone and everything. We need to be really proactive when it comes to this, because bottom line is, they have a plan and we don't. And we really need one because they don't have any authority here and they're very dangerous people. And the American people need to know this is not new. This has been going on a very long time. And a lot of it has to do with the financial crash and money way above what this country even knows about. And, you know, what's sad, though, Stu, is that most people out there are kind of thinking this is another cycle, and it's not. They're caught. They got caught during COVID. Your movie, other things. They know that we're coming for them if we ever get our power back. We the people, by the people, for the people. Once we get that transparency by any means necessary and truth and reconciliation and judgment and responsibility. Until that happens, this country has no fortitude to do anything.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned that this was, you know, these people in the Democratic Party, but I think that the American people also need to know that we're operating here under a uniparty because a lot of these so-called fake conservative Republicans are complicit in all of this, or at least at very minimum, they're apathetic and they're complacent to all of this, but they absolutely know this. These people that are on these committees, they know that this was a DOD operation right away from the beginning, and they allowed it all to happen. They allowed the lockdowns. They allowed an entire generation of children to be ruined as, like, masks were on their face. They were injected with an injectable form of the infection. As Dr. Judy Mikovits said, the injection is the infection. It's worse. So this is both parties. I mean, this is really everybody in this fake government.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's above that. I look back to the Larry Fink speech about 6 months before COVID. I call it the going direct speech. Actually, the Jackson Hole meeting is I think this week, but it was at the Jackson Hole meeting right before COVID. And he basically said that the agenda wasn't going fast enough. I believe the global governance agenda, the 2030 agenda, and that the bankers and the billionaires and the multinational corporation boards were going to have to go direct. I call it the going direct speech. And he gives this whole speech. Anyone can look it up. Shortly after that, during the lockdowns, Soros gave a speech at Davos, sounded very similar. What they're saying is the governments no longer work, nation states no longer work. We, the global public-private partnership stakeholders, are going to have to go direct to the people, skipping the government, skipping the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the elected officials, using the corporations and the banks to force behavior towards the ESG global governance surveillance state. And that is where we are. And I fully believe that we have to also link the release of the COVID to something called the Transition Integrity Project, which is its heads out there again. These are some of the lawfare guys and other people. I mean, there was serious sedition and treason committed all the way back before Crossfire Hurricane, through Crossfire Hurricane, through the totally fake Mueller investigation, two fake impeachments, Transition Integrity Project, and then the same criminals put themselves back in office. They cannot lose power. It is about power for power's sake for the parent company running America, and they are willing to do anything they need to do, including killing millions of people just to keep power. That is what it's about, because they don't want to be held accountable, because sedition and treason holds a pretty high cost. And I really think that they're close to that, and they're caged animals, and they're very dangerous. We got 3 months to really get people the truth and tell them who the enemy is so that they stop thinking it's their neighbor and start understanding it's all of us that are in danger, not one party. It is a uniparty that's totally captured, and they're captured by that unconstitutional Patriot Act intelligence blob, because the other day on Tucker, he said exactly the truth. All three branches of government that are supposed to be functioning as per our Constitution are completely captured and terrified of an intelligence branch created by Obama and his friends that do not have any oversight, have no accountability, and continue to target the American people. The Patriot Act was turned on us, and that is how they're doing all of this. And I'll tell you right now, we can take this country back, but time is fleeting.
I agree. And when 8.5 billion people realize what has been done to them and by whom, the people who did this will have no safe place to hide. And so what we hope to do is encourage good behavior at this point. But you're right. We're running out of time. You have a book coming out, and I think it would be a tremendous disservice to our audience if I didn't allow you to tell everybody about that.
Thank you so much, Stu. It's called Americans Anonymous, Taking Back America, One Citizen at a Time. And it really goes through our entire history. You know, I talk a lot in there about recovery program. I think America needs an intervention. I've been in 30 states all over this country for 3 years. Everyone is totally disgusted. They think the whole uniparty, the whole DC is a broken, corrupt cesspool that's stealing their money, giving it to other countries, has totally abandoned we the people. And you know what? That is true. But the people have to get out there. This is not not, this is all hands on deck. So we have to start to redefine our relationship with the government, really get to what we can do locally to change things. This all, the infiltration started local. And most important, I think the most important chapter in my book is Sick is Our Secrets. America has a lot of secrets, things hidden by reasons of national security, including COVID and everything since, that should not be secret from the American people. 20,000 people, somewhat in our government, but many of them in a bureaucracy, have no business deciding what the American people should and should not know, especially when it's paid for with our taxpayer dollars and this endless war for profit that we don't even have anything to do with. So the bottom line is every American citizen should be responsible for this country and our future. And everyone should be asking themselves, when totalitarian technocracy on a global scale came knocking on America's door, what did you do? And that's what this book is about. There's a lot you can do, but not if you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for somebody else.
Yeah. Looking here, basically, I mean, you can get the book everywhere. Americans Anonymous by Mel Kay. You can get it in paperback. Of course, Books a Million. Target, if you want to make Bezos a little more rich. I think you can get it on Amazon here. All of the places. Americans Anonymous by Mel Kay. What a great mind. Thank you so much for being here, Mel. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Wow. You know, every time I listen to Mel Kay speak, it's just like a nuclear bomb or a hand grenade goes off in the entire plan that these people have to carry out their murder of the American people, all of their data collection, to farm humans, essentially. What a tremendous mind. Mel Kay, go get her book, Americans Anonymous. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? They put our president on trial. They convicted him of 34 felonies. And then they tried to assassinate him in broad daylight. What will they go after next? Your money? Your livelihood? I encourage you to diversify and to protect your savings with precious metals like gold and silver, money they can't easily control. That's why I always recommend the top-rated gold company on the planet, Goldco. They've helped people like you and myself place over $2.5 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver if you qualify while supplies last. So go to StuLikesGold.com and get your bonus silver today. You'll also get a complimentary gold and silver kit that will arm you with the facts about precious metals. Once again, go to StuLikesGold.com or just call 855-706-GOLD. Again, that's 855-706-GOLD or StuLikesGold.com. If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality. Even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.